Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Our need to tell stories can be traced back to ancient cave paintings. The best stories, of course, are the ones that sweep us away from normal life and allow us to be, think, and do things differently. A new show premiering next week in Sacramento aims to capture all of that magic live. It's called In a Nutshell, Mostly True Stories, and it is a monthly storytelling show hosted by comedian Keith Lowell Jensen, who is known for telling a pretty good tale himself. He's been on Insight a few times. Keith joins us along with one of the show's first featured storytellers, Bo Ryder Davis, to break the ice on this new endeavor, which is also the theme of the first show. Welcome to you both.
Thanks.
Happy to be here.
So, Keith, you have joined us many a times. A lot of people know
I'm
your comedy.
I'm the king of insight.
You are the king of insight. You have a crown right now, anointed. But I would love to learn about how the path that led you down to creating In a Nutshell. You teamed up with Amy B. and Aaron Carnes, who are local here as well. How did this all come about?
We're an unofficial writers group. We get together and talk about our novels we're working on. And then they went with me to a show called Redwood Nights that I owe so much to, because I went and I saw Don Reed, another comedian and storyteller. He brought me out to that show and I fell in love. And I said, there's no reason for Sacramento not to have something like this. We need something like this. So I just ripped off everything he did wholesale with his blessing and permission. And we're bringing it to Sacramento. And then went to the Sophia because we knew we needed a good home. And the Sophia is just, it is home. It's a beautiful place. If anyone who hasn't been to it was built from the ground up to be a theater. It's not, you know, a converted space, and it's perfect.
When I was reading the show description on the Sophia website, it reminded me of Moth Radio Hour, which I love. Is that how you would describe it, or how would you describe what people are in for?
Well, I would say that if you are a fan of the Moth, you're going to love what we do. There are differences, and ours is a lot more curated and not a competition. I'm going out there and I'm picking the absolute best storytellers I can find and bringing them in.
And one of those is Bo Ryder Davis. You're going to be one of the inaugural ones, and you've been on the Moth Radio Hour as well, correct?
That's right, yeah.
You've won it, right?
Won it.
I've won, 7 regular moths and 1 Grand Slam last year. So, you know, it's not that big a deal, but it's a huge deal. What am I talking about? Huge.
What do you get out of the storytelling style? Obviously, you're good at it.
Well, thank you. I grew up in a family that just told stories for entertainment. Like most family gatherings were, you know, everybody starts eating and then we're telling stories until about 2 o'clock in the morning. And it's all stories we've all heard 1,000 times. So to me, it just feels really natural. That's how I like to connect with people. But being able to go up and tell a story that doesn't have to be funny, most of mine are funny, but being able to just, you know, share something from your life and see it impact people, it's a lot of fun. It's a really great and sort of different kind of show. Mm.
How would you describe your storytelling style? You said a little bit of, it's funny, comedy is involved.
Most of my stuff is pretty funny. A lot of it is about growing up in Hazard, Kentucky, which is where I'm from. It's a small little town where the local principal was also the mayor. I've been telling stories off air just about that all day. But yeah, it's a cool little town. So a lot of the stories about that and a lot of stories just, you know, how I got out here.
Well, we're going to listen to a couple of clips about you being from Hazard, Kentucky.
Oh,
so let's listen to the first one. It's about your parents' feelings.
I live over in Oakland, and I love it, but I am from a small town in eastern Kentucky. So my parents are, guesses from the crowd, concerned. They're concerned. They're deeply concerned. And I understand. Someone said Kentuckians, which I love that answer.
Kentuckians. Why'd you move to Oakland?
Originally, I moved out here for a job. I worked at Clorox and was a brand manager for...
That's on par, right?
Yeah. Okay. But as a kid, I actually, like, the movie Vertigo, you know, takes place in San Francisco and in the Bay Area. And I remember seeing that. I was like 11 and I was like, that's a real place? You can be from there? And I literally, the first time I flew in a plane, I was 24 and I came out here to walk around and see if I wanted to live here someday, and it went pretty well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The rest is history. I want to play one more clip, and this is you talking about driving folk in Hazard, Kentucky.
Because I'm from a small town called Hazard, Kentucky, and I was born to a family. He's laughing at the name of where I'm from. And I was born to a family of driving folk, is what they call it, which means if it's within 18 hours, we're driving there. And if it's not within that time, we're just not going to go. That's the entire idea. I remember my mom, when I was a kid, said, the only way we're flying anywhere is if your dad goes a little fast on the highway and we hit a bump. That's the only way we're flying.
I love that. I wonder what your family thinks. Do they ever go and listen to your stories often?
Oh, yeah. My mom, it's taken so long of me doing that impression of my mom for her to finally go, okay, it does sound a little like me. It's just... it's not perfect, you know, but they're huge fans and incredibly supportive. When that one story made it on the Moth Radio Hour, they, you know, called me and they were like, wonderful stuff, great stuff. You did talk a lot of trash about Hazard, but we, in a lovely way, you know. So, but they really do love it. And it's funny because they all hear these stories before I take them to stage because they've usually just heard them at a family gathering. Mm-hmm. And then if it works there, it'll probably work on stage.
I'm curious. And this is for the both of you. Keith, I'll start with you. I mean, when I listen to Moth Radio Hour, it's so vulnerable, so open. How do you get to the truth of something? Because it does involve other people oftentimes without hurting someone's feelings. Or is that even possible? Or is that just a risk that you should be willing to take as a storyteller?
I ask myself the question if it's my story to tell or not. And so I don't think I've had any stories that would hurt other people's feelings. And I don't want to do anything mean-spirited. Even as a comedian, I made an agreement with myself very early on that I would never throw my wife under the bus for a joke, which a lot of comedians do. Mm-hmm. Take my wife, please. You know, so no, that's not really an issue for me. Plus, I mean, I think the biggest part of it is I'm just very self-centered. So I mostly want to talk about me. Yeah. I don't really want to talk about you. And so
you are the sun.
Yeah. What about you, Bo?
No, I usually, it's a similar thing where I don't have too many stories where I feel like I'm actually putting people out there in a way they wouldn't like. But in the times that it has happened, I've usually reached out and just been like, hey, this is my experience of this event. What was your experience of it? And if it lines up, I'll tell it. If not, I'll make sure to say that they don't agree on this reading of the story.
Yeah. So I am remembering an example from him saying that. I have a story about my nephew and us giving him the sex talk when he was a kid. And I told him the story, and he thought it was very funny. And then he said, if you ever tell that publicly, I'll disown you.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell it for many years. And on his when he was 18, at Christmas, he said, Uncle Keith, you can tell that story.
Oh, he gave you the hall pass.
Now it's out there, yeah. But yeah, so that is, I guess there are cases where I'll ask someone else's permission if I don't want to embarrass them. But I'm way less respectful than Bo when it comes to whether or not I'm remembering it accurately. I don't care. And my little brother will be like, that's not the way it happened. And I was like, well, it's
it
better
sounds
that
better.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
go tell your version. See if you get booked. You won't by me.
So we have about, a little over a week until this kicks off because it's January 31st at the Sophia.
It's a Friday night. Mm-hmm. Friday night show.
What are people in for? Because tickets are currently for sale.
Mm-hmm. I can go a little bit. I mean, I think we're going to have a real range of emotions on display. One of the storytellers who I work with a lot in the Bay Area, JP, is fantastic. He'll make someone cry. I don't know who it will be. Could be you if you're listening to this right now. But there's going to be some very tearful and like very deeply touching stories. And then I'll probably just be doing bits and jokes and we'll keep it light. It'll be a whole range, which is what's great about storytelling shows. It's not just have to be funny or this one thing. You get a whole range of emotions
there. And I imagine, Keith, that was intentional when you were looking for the first storytellers.
Yeah. I mean, after so many years of doing stand-up, it's really fun to have this expanded palette, you know. And even, you know, he's talked about J.P. Frary, who's brilliant. He might make you cry, but he's going to make you laugh in the same story. Mm-hmm. And in the end, it's still rewarding. We were talking about this before we came on today, that we have this word punchline in jokes, and there should be a similar word in stories, because even the stories that are emotional in a different way, there's still this like mm-hmm. moment at the end that makes it rewarding and that ties it all up. And that's basically the story in a nutshell, you know,
yeah.
like that nutshell moment.
I feel like this type of, I guess, performance for lack of a better word, it's really timeless. It doesn't really matter how things change and evolve in entertainment. There's always just, it's so invaluable to just have a good story and to be able to tell it well.
Isn't it amazing that in this day of AI and CGI and billion-dollar budgets, we can just walk on stage and talk and have you enthralled.
Yep.
I love it. It's like magic.
I mean, most learning, I feel like, you know, anyone does it, it kind of comes down to like how to tell it through the lens of a story. Like that's what really sticks with people. If you can make anything into a story, it's almost like it's like the DNA of like how we take in information. So I think, being able to go up there and just have nothing but one person and a microphone and, you know, something that happened to them, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, Bo and Keith, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Bo Ryder Davis is a comedian and storyteller based in Oakland and Hazard, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And Keith Lowell Jensen is a comedian, storyteller, and host of Sacramento's new monthly storytelling series, In a Nutshell. On the side, he is the king of insight. The first one is happening next Friday, January 31st at the Sophia in Sacramento. Tickets are available. They're $25, and we have more information on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer is Tyler Webb. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.